Hello, dang. Sorry, my voice is a bit raspy. Just that initial hello, hello, hello. I just didn't feel like it was the greatest one. So I just spent a bit of time trying to figure out how to get Low Playing by Flo Rida. I'm not sure if it's now the intro song. I hope it was. Initially, I played it on Spotify on my phone, but then the anchor just like ended. And then my computer's all the way downstairs, so I was like, oh, I'm already in bed, I don't want to go all the way downstairs, but maybe I should. I'm not sure now. But basically, initially, I wanted to, because I know that one of my listeners have a long car journey today, and long car journeys can be boring, can be tiring, can be dangerous, and you just need to wake up in the right attitude, right mindset to go for a long drive. And I just feel like that song pumps you up for the day and gets you ready for the day. And also, it's one of my favorite songs to listen to now because it just reminds me of Waverly dancing and her little dance routine. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Waverly's dance routine is not just a little dance routine, it's like insane. Like, I'm not sure, one of the seven wonders of the world. I'd put it up there. It's a spectacle that you guys have to see. So I'm hoping you gotta hear Low by Flo Rida. I really hope that worked out, because if it did, I'm actually gonna be very happy. And today I am going to talk. I need to think of a car journey topic, I think. Or like, I'm not sure. Something that's like, maybe either something that like hyped you up, or car journey podcast, or something for the beginning of morning, getting ready for a car journey. I think I'll just talk about like some car journey memories. So when I was young, to be fair, I've always been used to doing long car journeys. Like, we probably went on about, I'm not sure, every twice a month or so, I think we would probably have 2-3 long car journeys, like 4 hours plus. So I was always kind of like used to long car journeys. And me and my brothers used to have like different games during different age periods. My favorite was like getting just like food and things and putting it in our nose and things like that. This was when we were young. And then we'd like go to the window, and on long car journeys we'd make silly faces with like food in our nose and things, or like just like stupid photos, like stupid faces. And I always found that like so funny, because I felt like, even as a young kid, I felt like such a tough guy. Like, I was like, ah, oh, got them. I was never really, you know how like some people are like, some kids had those games like you have to like wait, like if you're on a bus, you're like, see you can get the most waves back. I was never a person that was like interested in that game. I'm not sure why. I think it was like, maybe it was just too scary for me. I think it was too much pressure, because it's almost like a popularity contest in a way. Like, I'm not sure, the people that always won with the most waves always felt like, yeah, I guess people like me more or something. And as a young kid, I just didn't play because I felt like no one was going to wave back, and I'd be like bullied or something like that, so I just didn't wave. So my grandma lives about like, from where we were in England, I think my grandma lived about 3.5 hours to 4 hours away. And that's the road trip that we mostly went on. Like, we mostly went on to see our grandma. But I remember, like, as young kids, me and my brothers would used to purposely drink all the water bottles in the car really quickly at the beginning. And then, this is disgusting. And I'm not sure, I feel like today has just been a day of emotional baths. So I might as well just carry on and just say, like, stories that will embarrass me or something. Because at this point, like, I feel like I'm at the stage now. But I feel like now I'm, like, kind of obliged to tell you everything before later on, and you're like, oh, this kid is, he's a bit wild. He's a bit, weird. Bit too weird for me or something like that. So I might as well just, like, say everything kind of, like, weird or dumb. I'm not sure. I feel like I can't make myself sound too much dumber. I also, like, today when you said, today you texted me or something saying, like, I just feel like, you think I'm dumb if I go all credit or non-credit. Like, I actually think you're so smart. I feel like, even though, like, I don't know, I just feel like you're, like, one of those super smart people that just don't say, like, just don't brag about it. I'm not sure why. I just feel it. I'm not sure why. I don't know. I don't really might care either way. And, oh, damn, I wish I just never said that. Like, whenever I talk about, whenever it's, like, talking about, like, just academics in general, it's just such bad topic no matter what. I shouldn't even said anything, because now I feel like I need to do this podcast over again, because I always hate talking about academics, because it's, like, I feel like it's now, like, I'm not sure, college academics is different. It's, like, a competition with everything, and I just don't like that. It's, like, academics should be about improving yourself, and it doesn't really, like, competing against others is not the main focus of learning. I'm not sure. It just seems weird to me that, never mind, that's a whole new topic. But anyways, back to the emotional bath. Me and my brothers used to drink all the water bottles or, like, whatever fluids we had in the car really quickly at the beginning. And then if we would see who needed to go to the bathroom first, and then Emma, we would be like, we would give our parents, like, a 5 minute warning, like we're bursting for the toilet, yeah, and we'd give them a 5 minute warning, and if they didn't find a place for us to pee within, like, 5 minutes, we'd get the empty water bottles and we'd pee in them. I know that's disgusting, but, like, that's just what we did. And so, like, we'd pee, and then sometimes, like, when we were very young, we'd, like, kind of purposely, like, miss in the final bit or something like that, just to be funny. And it is the most disgusting thing now thinking about it, like, just peeing on the car, on a long car journey. I just feel like that's not what someone wants. No one really wants someone to pee on a long car journey. That's why they didn't, like, one time we were gonna take the train, and they were so scared of us, like, just on the train. I'm not sure. Also, the train wasn't, like, a direct train loop to where we were supposed to go. It would have taken, like, a longer journey, so we didn't do that in the end. And it would have cost more. Anyways, Anyways. I'm trying to think of more. There's also... I'm not sure. There's a few card games. CU Niner is a card game that our friend, our dad's friend, Billy Hunter, made. Also, fun fact. So, my dad's real name is Gillian. That's his, actual name. And he goes by... And his, middle name is Neil, but he goes by Neil. However, he's got, multiple nicknames from his friends, and some people call him Biddy, because people thought he was, a smaller Biddy Hunter. That's his friend, Biddy Hunter. Everyone calls him Biddy Hunter, because he's, he was this big guy type thing. I'm not sure why. Never mind, this is a whole new story, too. But basically, he made this game, and I don't think he made it, but maybe he did. But whenever you see a motorcycle, you say, "See you, Niner," and then you punch the person to, you get to punch someone. It's like Banana Whack, where you see a yellow car, and you say, "Banana Whack." I used to call it yellow car, but I found out that people call it Banana Whack, and... As soon as my friend told me that they call it Banana Whack, I'm like, whoa, that's a cooler name. Let's do it. And he was the best Banana Whacker out there. He actually was so quick. It was insane. Yeah, so maybe a few of those games. I'm not sure. I Spy with My Little Eye. That's always a good game. Maybe... Two truths, one lie. And you spot the lie. Maybe I'll do a quick game of two truths and one lie. And that's how I could end it. And you just text me your response, what you think it is. So... I'm trying to think of a good one. Sorry, I didn't really think of this, so I need to think of something that can kind of trip you up, and I also need to think of something that I haven't told you. And I literally told you about my escapades that I did today. I talked about, the car ride. I feel like I tell you, pretty much everything. Well, definitely everything. So now I'm trying to, think, because there are things that I definitely haven't told you, because it's not 19 years of my life, but I'm just, I need to try and find something that will trip you up. Can't have it boring. So. Okay. I also need to think of all three of them. I can't say them one at a time because, then the pause may make you think that one of them... I'm not sure. Maybe that's a strategy if I don't say them all at once. Okay. I think I've... got it, and yeah, I think I've got it. Maybe. Okay. First one is, I used to think that raisins were dried up old people. And so I wouldn't even look at them or touch them or like even think about eating them because I thought they were dried up old people. Second one is at a party one time. I got a bit tipsy and I pretended that I was a plane for the whole night. Like just going around and just doing like plane noises a bit. And then third one is one night I, you know, played spin the bottle with some of my friends and I ended up like kissing one dude like 3 times and it was disgusting. And we purposely... I just realized I was explaining that one so much that now it seems just true. I guess it's one true, one lie then. Okay, I need to explain that one first now, because before I sound weird. But it's already 16 minutes. Basically, like, we were just playing... We got drunk one night and we're like... they're like... My whole friend group. So it's like split... And we're like, oh, we'll just play spin the bottle. Like, it's just a classic game. And, like, no one's done it before, so we're like, oh, might as well just do it and get it over and done with. And, it was just like, you played the game. I objected to kissing my cousin because I thought that was weird. And then we didn't, like, kiss. It was just like... smashing off like lips together really quick and like not doing anything. I'm not sure touching lips, I'm not sure it's weird. Never mind. So bye, love you so much, have a great drive, bye, love you, bye.